Welcome again to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on Planet FM, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. And a special welcome to all the people joining us online. And we've got a number of new listeners that I'll play a dedication for later on the programme tonight. We opened up the show there with the Furies, and it's a long way from Clare to here. Well, County Clare, in fact, Doonbeg in County Clare will be the centre of attention in Ireland this weekend. There's a golf course there owned by the President of America, Donald Trump, and the Irish Open Golf Championship is taking place there starting on Thursday. And President Trump has decided he wants to come over to Ireland for the weekend. So he flies in on Saturday morning, pays a visit to Áras an Uachtaráin to visit Catherine Connolly, our president, and then later that day we'll have a meeting or a cup of tea with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. And then after a short stay in Dublin that day, he'll be airlifted down by helicopter, everybody thinks, to Doonbeg, where he'll stay the night and he'll watch the final round of the golf tournament and present the cup to the winner. He'll be hoping that it's one of his golfing buddies, Rory or Bryson DeChambeau, that'll win. Hopefully they'll make the cut. And then he flies back to the States on Sunday night. And it's an expensive trip, costing the Irish taxpayer around $20 million in security for the president. And who knows what it's costing the US taxpayer, because there's been so many planes flying in cargo cars, vans and helicopters over the last week. But obviously there'll be quite a number of people protesting on the streets in Dublin and indeed in County Clare. They'll all be peaceful protests, obviously criticising Trump for the war in Iran and the ongoing support to Israel over the continuing war in the Middle East. So it'll be interesting to see how he gets on in Ireland, and hopefully the weather will be good down there. It's a links course in County Clare, Doonbeg. If you want to have a game there on your next trip to Ireland, you need about €350 or possibly more after the Open is held there. So certainly, I'm sure we'll be seeing pictures of Mr. Trump in the west of Ireland over the weekend. Right, we're going to continue on with music. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland throughout the programme, and we've got plenty of music. And first, the next song up is Ave Maria by Celtic Woman. And I want to dedicate this to the memory of Noreen Draper, who passed away last week and was laid to rest in Auckland here on Monday. Noreen, originally from Barn 4 in County Kerry. And she's fondly remembered by her children, Michael and his wife, Cherie, James and Janine, Marion and Vern, Patrick, Carmel and Doug and Digby, along with a big list of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So there was a lovely farewell for Noreen on Sunday or on Monday at St. Michael's in Remy Oeira, followed by a good Irish party at the Irish Society. So Noreen was very devoted to Our Lady and a good church-going woman. And we just thought this is an appropriate song to play in her memory.
Thank you.
wonderful song, Ave Maria, in memory of Noreen Draper. And just while I'm paying tribute to people, when I was away in Ireland a few weeks ago, another member of the Irish community in Auckland from Donegal, Dan Brown, passed away. And I know Dan got a big send-off. So, Dan, we send our condolences to all of Dan's family and friends. Okay, what's been happening in Ireland? Well, hopefully anybody that's was flying out of there today, or anybody listening to us in Ireland, you weren't affected by the traffic chaos at Dublin Airport. There was an air traffic control issue in England that caused the cancellation of over 30 flights in and out of Ireland, and hundreds of flights cancelled in the UK. That's the big story in the news in Ireland. I see Mary McAleese is in the front of all the papers in Ireland this evening. She's saying a slap in the face for women. Mary McAleese slams the GAA after resignation from Integration Steering Group. She was appointed to this group in 2022. And she wanted to, obviously, to try to merge the Football Association, the Ladies Football Association, and the Camogie Association into one big unit. But obviously, there's various people in high offices in each of the organisations, and they didn't agree on working together. So she's basically bailed out. And of course, she's a former president of Ireland, originally from Northern Ireland. And she, like a lot of other people, would be disgusted by the actions of a number of unionist politicians over the last week, demanding that they're allowed a group of 60 orange men march down the road in Drumcree in Portadown. You remember this was a flashpoint in the late 90s, and the Parades Commission basically banned parades down there. Remember the late Sam McGreedy, who was the rose breeder who lived in New Zealand for many years until his passing. Sam's family parents were buried in that cemetery along Drumcree, and I remember Sam telling me how disgusted he was to see people tramping all over the graves of his family and friends at the time when this standoff took place. And basically, there's been no marches down that Garvahy Road for 28 years, but a group of unionist politicians last week came out and said it's our rightful duty to be able to march down there, and they want to do it in a few weeks' time. But I see First Minister Michelle O'Neill has come out and said the issue is closed. So there's no negotiation on people marching down the road there. Right, we're going to continue on, and this time for all the Dubliners, and we come back and talk about the great event that was in Dublin at the weekend, the Katie Taylor farewell fight at Croke Park in front of 80,000 people. But the Dubliners and the Rare Old Times.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town, the hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes that once was part of Dublin. Rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines. I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Oh, me name it is John Dempsey. It's Dublin as could be. Ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress. My trade's a memory, and I courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please. Took her off to Birmingham. She took away my soul. Ring a rosy Dublin keeps on changing, and nothing seems the same. The Pillar and the Met have gone, the Royal long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town.
Dedicate that song to everybody from Dublin listening to the programme tonight, which is Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And it's Dublin that there was a fantastic weekend. Croke Park on Saturday night played host to Katie Taylor's final fight. She's just turned 40. Of course, undisputed world champion in middleweight or lightweight. Anyway, she always wanted to fight in Croke Park, and for many years, her promoter and indeed the authorities in Dublin GAA and indeed the police were very worried about putting on the fight because of the gang element involved in boxing. But anyway, an agreement was put together in June this year, and the fight took place on Saturday night. The tickets actually sold in the space of a couple of hours, and they were reasonably priced at about €40. But it was a huge farewell for Katie. There was about seven other fights on the undercard, and there was great entertainment. You had Westlife, or most of the band from Westlife, along with other singers there. And there was a fantastic fireworks and light show. And it was 10 two-minute rounds against a French opponent who managed to throw a few punches. But it was the Katie show, and she was the unanimous winner. And there was absolutely great celebration afterwards. And at the end of the boxing night, she put her gloves down and said, that's it, she's finished, she wants to go on and lead a private life. And it was great to see her father, who she was estranged from, there to support her, along with her mum and other family and friends, and lots of messages from well-known identities from around the world, including all the opponents that she fought, wishing her well. She's certainly a true champion, obviously a Olympic gold medal winner back in 2012 in London, then had a disastrous Olympic campaign in Rio in 16, and then turned professional, and only lost one professional fight in her, I think, about 25 professional fights. So a wonderful athlete, and I'm sure she got a good payday to round off. And it was a wonderful event, and everybody went away very happy. Time for a song. This time we'll have U2, and I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And the reason we played this song, I remember going to see U2 in 87 before I left Ireland at a couple of concerts in Croke Park. I say hello to my good friend Eugene McDonough, who's now retired and living in Waterford. Eugene was their noise traffic control man for Dublin Corporation at the time. And fair play to Eugene. He got about 20 of us in on as assistants. And not sure Eugene turned on the noise traffic control machine, but it was a great occasion in the old Croke Park. And this song I haven't found what I'm looking for was my theme song when I set off in 87. But U2, to celebrate their 50 years as a band, a central bank are unveiling a coin next week to honour U2. It'll be the $2 coin. And then another famous Irish person, Maeve Benchy, she's been honoured with a 15 euro coin that'll be minted and in circulation in October. So for all of us that still haven't found what we're looking for, here is U2. And I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Yes, you too. And I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And you're listening to Ireland Calling brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us on a beautiful day here in Auckland. Spring's in the air here, certainly in New Zealand. Lovely weather here at the moment. And you're listening to us in Christchurch on Saturday night and Wellington and Kapiti Coast on Sunday. Great at everybody listening around the globe. Well, it was a sad few days in Ireland from Thursday to Sunday. First of all, on Thursday, news broke on late on Thursday night about a serious accident at a railway crossing just outside Ballyhaunis in County Mayo. And earlier that day, there was another incident involving a tractor near Tullamore, but nobody injured in that. But news broke early on Friday morning that a 12-year-old boy, Owen Doyle, was killed. He was in the car along with his dad coming home from football training in Ballyhaunis. And 12-year-old Owen died from injuries sustained in the accident. Obviously, a full investigation is into the cause of the accident at this stage. But Owen was laid to rest in Ballyhaunis in County Mayo today. Unbelievable scenes over the last few days. Beautiful picture of Owen and his twin sister along with his parents with the Sam Maguire Cup on Monday in Ballyhaunis. He was up on Tuesday in my parish, Kilkerran, playing for his soccer team from Clonfad. And then he was coming home from training on Thursday evening when the accident happened. Also a member of the athletics team in Claremorris and even a great golfer and a wonderful, wonderful person. Then on Saturday night, news broke of another accident in County Clare, hit and run Friday night in Clonlara. And police now are still looking for the driver involved in that particular incident. And the news is that it was a deliberate hit and run. And then on Saturday night, Peter Mulcair, a 2-year-old boy from Rathkeel in Limerick, was run over in another accident. A young man is helping with their investigations while riding a little scooter in the housing estate where he lives. So after wonderful celebrations in Mayo since they won the All-Ireland final over the last few weeks, this brought awful sadness to the county and indeed to Owen's family and friends, as indeed the family and friends of both Brian Lowe and Peter Mulcair. So may they all rest in peace. And this time we'll move on with the Furies when you were sweep 16. Furies and When You Were Sweet 16, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Now, we've got a few new listeners tonight. I better say hello to them. And Aidan Tierney and his daughter Alana listening in Hamilton. And Aidan's nephew, I think, Rory Fitzgerald, worked in the same bank as me, Ulster Bank, back in Ireland. Great golfer. And I caught up with Rory and indeed a number of former colleagues from the Ulster Bank when I was back there. A few weeks ago, we had a golf day in Portumna. Beautiful golf course. If you're ever in Ireland, it won't cost you as much as doing big. You can have a game there. So Rory asked me to say hello to his uncle and cousin, Aidan Tierney and Alana, listening in Hamilton. They tuned into last week's programme. And I know Rory's looking forward to coming down here later in, or early in the new year. And also, I had many meals cooked for me on my trip home, but on one morning I had a big bike ride around Kilcairn, and I was feeling a bit peckish when I called in to visit Mary Ward, who's a regular listener here, and Mary's son's partner, Maggie, was there and cooked a wonderful breakfast. So to Mary and Maggie listening in Kilcairn, the breakfast was certainly appreciated, and I just want to say hello to you, and we'll play the next song, The Cranberries, going out to you. Other big event coming up next week will be the National Ploughing Championship. This is a huge event, been running in Ireland now for 20 years. It's like our field days down here, and it's taking place in Tullamore in County Offaly again this year, and there'll be upwards of nearly 280,000-300,000 people attending. Hopefully the weather will be good. And I know there'll be a number of New Zealand agribusiness companies exhibiting over there. And people will be travelling from all quarters of Ireland to this fantastic event, which is, as I said, very, very popular. Now, a man that made a lot of money in Ireland, he was once the richest man in Ireland at one stage in about 2006, and then it all turned to Custer Sean Quinn from County Fermanagh. In fact, when on my way home, we drove from Scotland with my son Patrick across, took the ferry across and down to Roscommon and on to Galway. We passed through Fermanagh and Derry Lynn, and we saw all these big new trucks with the kind of a green tint, Mannock branded all over them. And only then it dawned on me when we passed the massive cement factory in Derry Lynn. This was Sean Quinn country. And of course, Sean had a huge business interest. He had concrete, he had glass, he had pubs, he had hospitality, he had the biggest hotel up in Cavan in Ballyconnell, and then took a big insurance company, and then took a gamble on Anglo-Irish Bank, and basically almost lost everything and bankrupted. But he's always blamed everybody else, and he ended up getting time in jail for contempt of court. And in fact, there's a warrant out for his nephew if he ever comes back. It's a nephew or son, I think it's his nephew from Northern Ireland. But it was a dark chapter, and the Irish motorists who take out insurance are still paying a premium to pay off the massive debts that was left behind. Of course, he blames everybody else, and he's brought out a new podcast in the last few weeks, and it's up online wherever you hear your podcast if you want to hear it. I'm sure he's still continuing to blame everybody. He did say he made a mistake and invested in an Anglo-Irish bank, but this is a man that used to play a game of cards for 25p, I think, a game that took a huge punt on a bank, and obviously it didn't work. Anyway, we'll continue on with another song and the Cranberries. Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling with Oliver Lee here, broadcasting from the home office on a beautiful sunny day here in Auckland. Now, I was at a book launch last night here in Devonport, and the book is titled Bollocks. And you kind of wonder, there was a pub here in Auckland many years ago. Conor McSweeney and his mates had it. It was called The Dogs Bollocks, and I remember promoting them on my radio show. But this is a book, a memoir by Nicola Russell. Now, Nicola Russell, long-time listeners will remember Nicola. I first came across Nicola over 20 years ago when I read a story about her on a North Shore paper. She'd lost her beautiful daughter, Kenzie, at about 2.5. And while she was in Starship with Kenzie getting treatment, she discovered that she had an aggressive form of breast cancer. Nicola Losing her daughter was a huge blow, and then trying to fight to save her own life. And this is before a wonder drug for women's breast cancer treatment, Herceptin, wasn't funded. So we started a campaign. While it was started by a number of other people, there was a small bit of money raised, but we mobilised a lot of people. And we had a telethon one night on the Ireland Calling. And our sponsor at the time, Hugh Green, said, for every dollar you raise that night, I'll double it. So we raised over 5,000 that night, and Hugh matched it. And that was the start of a huge fundraising campaign to help Nicola. We got the money that needed she needed for her Herceptin, which is now thankfully funded by the government. And Nicola, all she wanted that night, we interviewed her, was to live to see her son Connor grow up. Well, Connor has grown up, a wonderful young man. I met him last night. But Nicola went from one crisis to another. She's outlined it all in this book called Bollocks. She was featured on 7 Sharp the other night. And you can buy the book through a link on her website, nickrussell.co.nz. She's had a heart transplant. She's now suffering from Parkinson's disease. But in Kinsey's memory, she set up a wonderful charity organisation called Kinsey's Gift. And I know that has helped an awful lot of parents cope with grief after losing a loved one. So if you're a book reader or not a book reader, why don't you go on to the website nickrussell.co.nz and purchase her book. And I hope to have a chat with Nicola on my programme next weekend. Right, we'll take this song by the Coolies called Love Will Tear Us Apart. Cobwell tears apart by the coolies. Looking around here, I'm kind of looking at clocks and watches and everything to see how long more I've got. But anyway, we keep going. I've gone through all the main stories in Ireland at the moment. And on the farming section, when I was told there was talk, beef prices were very low compared to last year. It was a record year for prices for beef cattle. Big cattle were selling for over nearly 3,500 euro. And farmers had to buy in at exorbitant prices, about 2,100 euro. And now they're lucky if they'll get the 2,300 or 2,400 for cattle. But prices in the last week have picked up a bit. And the weather obviously had a huge impact. Lots of shortage of grass on the East Coast, especially really drought conditions in many parts of Ireland over the last few months. But certainly good to see the prices are improving. Right, we'll run through some sporting news. As I mentioned about the golf, we mentioned about Katie Taylor. Great win for the Great Britain and Irish Walker Cup team. Amateur golfers against America. That was played at the Lahinch Golf Course in County Clare in really testing conditions on Sunday. And the British and Irish team won literally with the last shot of the game. And there was only one Irishman on the team, Stuart Graham from Tullamore, and he won two out of his three games. Kobe McDonald, who won All-Ireland with Mayo, he's been given permission by St Kilda Football Club to come back and play for Cross Malina in the club championship. And he basically needed a police protection to get out of the change room afterwards. There was hundreds of young children there wanting to have his photograph taken and get his autograph. Leona Maguire is the sole Irish representative in the Solheim Cup team. This is the ladies' version of the Ryder Cup. And that tournament is on this weekend in the Netherlands. Ireland-Israel soccer game has to be played behind closed doors at the end of the month. A number of Irish players saying it should have been played in Dublin. And, of course, a number of politicians saying it should have not have taken place at all. Pádraig Joyce, former Galway player, winning All-Ireland in 1998 and 2001. And more recently as manager for the last 8 years. A lot of pressure as a result of Ireland's Galway's loss in that quarter-final match this year against Dublin when they were up by 6 points. So he's decided that he's given his best and he's basically announced his retirement. A number of names, including Jim Gavin even, and the man we spoke to here on the programme a few weeks ago, James Horden, as potential successors. Of course, Pádraig got Galway to two finals in 22 and 24, losing to Kerry in 22 and losing to Armagh in 24. And finally, Leinster, they won't have to worry about getting the chequebook out to lure Ronan O'Gara to be their next coach to replace Leo Cullen. He's extended his contract with La Rochelle for another 4 years, and the big money is now on Argentinian player coach at the moment, Philippe Contamponi, to succeed Cullen. Of course, Contamponi did play with Leinster during his career. Right, we're going to, I think, have time for one final song. This is On Puck Ar Buillia from Sean O'Shea, and I'll come back and wrap up in a few minutes.
Vigor the more a mile and roasty is filing for sea, punching and clipper. The world's a rough dyke's a toiner. The breast and all the yin shake will
right, well, that's on Puck or Bulla, and we'll dedicate that to Mick Sullivan, who'll be celebrating his 80th birthday at the end of the month. You'll be listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope you enjoyed the show, and you'll be back here next week for another edition of Ireland Calling. And I might have time to go out tonight with a little bit of I Hope I Don't Fall in Love with You from Brian Kennedy and Juliet Turner. For me, Oliver Lee, good night, goodbye, and God bless.
you know where to be found? I searched the place where your lost feet. Think I'll have another ride.